The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to be giving out game balls here to the best and gassers to the worst. You can call us at 800-636-1067 if you want to participate in game balls and gassers. I should point out, because I just heard Ian Eagle there on the call. Before the game, I went over to the booth, said what's up to Birdman, said what's up to our guy Charles Davis, dapped them up and hung out a little bit. Great guys, number one. Number two, so the broadcast booth is in the like nicest version of the owner's suites.
Uh-huh.
And then they just have a booth in there. But it will never get to a point where it feels normal or it's not kind of cool. When I was going over there to see them, just walked right past Magic Johnson.
That's just Magic Johnson, dude.
Saw him 5 feet away. Didn't say anything. Didn't stop.
Sure.
Didn't shake his hand up. You know, I wasn't even probably even supposed to be in there. I was just beelining it to the broadcast booth because those guys wanted to, you know, chat for a minute. But that's Magic Johnson. It is not something I've gotten used to, and I'm not sure that it is something I will get used to.
Yeah, I don't know when it's going to become, you know, old hat that Magic Johnson is tweeting about my football team because he's one of the owners of the football team. Not just some, like, cursory stake either. Like, he's one of the huge partners in that deal. That's Magic Johnson, dude. I mean, I remember his entire career. That's just wild to think about. That's cool.
All right, game balls and gassers. Here we go. Austin Eckler going to be on the show tomorrow at 5. I thought he ran really hard. Man, did he get hit. Walloped a few times. Absolutely thumped. Ended up averaging just about 3.4 a pop. Those were hard-earned yards against a Steelers defense that is tough to run on. Two touchdowns for him in the game, throwing it back to his days when he led the NFL in touchdowns in two straight seasons. But I thought Eckler, he gave you everything he had all day long.
Zach Ertz, catch the ball, 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 catch the ball. Hold the ball once you've caught it. Catch the ball and hold the ball. You used to do that against us just fine. When it was you in another uniform, you caught every damn ball, including 17 or something like that in one game for the Eagles for so many yards. Just catch the ball. Catch the ball. The emphasis here, catch the ball and hold it once you've caught it. It's too much to ask for you these days to be athletic at all. Hold on, I'm not even done. To catch the ball and fall backwards for a first down, too much to ask for you not to do a slow motion, sand in the hourglass, catch the ball, slowly meander, turn around while two defenders are closing on you so quickly. I know you don't have that card in the bag or club in the bag anymore, but please, for the love of God, catch the ball.
Dante Fowler had two sacks in this game. Dante Fowler has four sacks in the last two games. Dante Fowler has a sack in six of Washington's last seven games at this point. He is on pace for 14 sacks. If that sounds like a lot, it should.
Mm-hmm.
No player in this organization's recent history has gotten to 14 sacks. In fact, the last time anybody did, it was 1985. And in that year, Dexter Manley and Charles Mann both did it. In fact, if you look at the highest sack seasons in team history, Dexter Manley had 18 and a half. He also had 15 in 1985. Charles Mann, that same year, had 14 and a half. Ryan Kerrigan's 13.5 in 2014 in the post-Manly Man 80s era. The only Washington player with more than 13 sacks in a season. And right now, Dante Fowler, signed for next to nothing.
For nothing.
Is on pace for 14 sacks. He's also got a great celly. I don't really know what it means, but I love when he like bends down and wipes the front of his shoes off. Someone could explain that to me maybe at Grant H. Paulson. I think it's a 10 out of 10. Might have to ask him about it, but he is balling out right now.
Benjamin St. Juice, tough one. Now, I know the PFF grades have come out, and he actually down in, down out, probably played better than he's going to get credit for. I know this. When Pittsburgh saw him one-on-one, they went after him. Whether that was George Pickens, whether it was Mike Williams late, whatever, they were comfortable. Got flagged as well in this one. Marshawn Lattimore can't get healthy soon enough.
Terry McLaurin was terrific again. Terry McLaurin had 113 yards on 5 catches. That doesn't really tell the story on his 6 targets. He had the huge 54-yard catch and run to set the tone in the third quarter. They came out after halftime without Tyler Biadasz at center. So now you've got a third-string right tackle, you have a backup center, and you're dealing with the Steelers' front. And I thought, oh, my God, this is going to get ugly. Not on that drive, because it was 5 plays and into the end zone, thanks to Terry McLaurin taking over with a couple of huge grabs, including the 54-yarder. He had a super physical catch down near the goal line as well when he ran through a couple tackles. It's clearly like the Steelers just thought he was going to go down, and he said, not unless you make me go down. I really want to advance the football. This is the whole point of the game. That guy just wanted it more than Pittsburgh on a couple of snaps, and it was very obvious. He also made that ridiculous toe-tap catch on the sideline on what was a gorgeous ball. Perfectly thrown, big-time throw from Jaden Daniels, by far his best ball of the game yesterday. Terry McLaurin had one of his better games, one of his more efficient games of the season, I thought.
Referees, I'll never understand. I will never understand the way that the ball is spotted. We're just sort of best guessing here. On the Zach Ertz play where he, you know, moseyed back to the football, fell down or whatever, whether they got the first down or not, I have no idea. I do know that a ref 7 yards back from where the first down marker actually is not in the best spot to figure out where the forward progress started and stopped. I think ultimately he probably was maybe a hair short, which is fine. They marked him a yard short, which is not fine. Wrong.
So you do think he was short?
I think it could have been either way. I think it's really, really hard to tell.
I think he got it. My argument on this is, everyone says, well, look at this, look at that. First of all, he needed to get to the 41. He was at the 41. That's number one. Number two, how much football do we watch? Collectively, I'd say a good bit, right? You guys watch some football. You give the receiver the benefit of the doubt on that 1,000 times out of 1,000. Have you ever seen them spot a guy short on that exact play? It doesn't happen. He caught the ball, even if his momentum goes, you know, a couple of feet shorter of the stick, and he wasn't touched, so you know you don't get the benefit of how far down the field you were. On a game-extending and 9 situation there, you run the route, you get to the 9-yard marker, you make the catch. That is a first down, and the game continues 99.99999% of the time in this league.
So here's what I can't have. Whether it was there or not, I don't know. Whatever, right? What was the thing that I do know is you can't be a yard shy of where he actually was, which is where they spotted it. Never corrected it, by the way. No, and no one talked about it. They moved on because it was Pittsburgh's time to draw Johnny Newton offsides later. But that was the end, and it was baffling to me. Absolutely baffling that a guy was not in position at all to make that call. That's the part I care about. The process stunk.
Jeremy Chinn had 2 takeaways. He had the big interception. That was a moon ball kind of, you know, arm punt, essentially, from Russell Wilson. But somebody's got to make the play. Jeremy Chinn did for a takeaway. Love that. And then, more importantly, on the goal line, the reason they had a chance to win the game, the Quan Martin strips, so give him a game ball, please, because that play. It's just a great play. And then Chinn coming up with the football. How good has Jeremy Chinn been?
Very good.
Chinn is deserving of a second contract mm-hmm. right now. Dante Fowler is deserving of a second contract right now among the veterans that they brought in on the defensive side of the ball. Game ball to Jeremy Chinn again.
Tackling and awareness. Awareness I'll get to in a second. I didn't think they tackled very well yesterday. Kind of an underrated subplot. A number of times, the first guy was there meeting Najee Harris in the hole or just outside the edge or Jalen Warren, same kind of deal. and it would end up, instead of being a second and nine, it was a second and four. A number of times that happened to me, and it was frustrating. Kind of, again, underrated part of the of that game, not going their way. In general, I thought the defense played okay. Tackling wasn't great. And then the awareness. On the telecast, I could see Mike Tomlin walking over to the referee, telling him something before that fourth down, not go for it, go for it thing. 99 times out of 100, you want to talk about 99 times out of 100, that's the coach saying, I'm going to call a timeout with 1 second left on the play clock if we don't get this, or whatever, right? Referee nods to him. That's not a normal course of events for a play. That was an obvious tell. I'm pudgy and zero, and I can see it at home. I need you to be aware. That's all. That's a instant lose. I would have loved to have seen it play out if they actually made the play or not, if they quarterback sneaked or they handed it off. Maybe you make it, maybe you don't. You had no chance the way that it went down.
Next, your game balls and your gassers. We want to hear from you on Grant and Danny at 800-636-1067. Steelers, 28. Commanders, 27. Washington falls to 4-1 at home, losing in front of the locals at Northwest Stadium for the first time. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.